kind of show was it that you saw today?
An opera show with people singing on stage.
And had you seen any opera before, Jarvis?
No.
What's your impression of opera now?
Very good and cool.
What did you learn about classical music from today?
There's all different kind of high and low voices in opera.
My name's Crystal, and the best part about the warbles was when the puppets came out. I liked the singing.
Have you ever been to a concert like this before?
No. I thought the music was really cool.
What did you think of the classical music?
I think it was all right.
Have you heard much classical music before?
Not much. This will be like the second time I've ever heard it before. It was awesome helping them singing along and all that.
Tell me about one of the songs that you sung along with today. What was it called?
The Warble Song.
And do you want to muster up a few of your mates together and tell us how it went?
Yeah.
I'm no banana. Come wiggle my way, we'll sing opera all day. We're the warbles, we don't wear pyjamas.
Tanya de Jong is the founder of The Song Room and was also one of the performers here today as Sylvie Soprano. Tanya, can you tell us, what is The Song Room?
Well, The Song Room is a charity which I founded nearly 10 years ago, to bring music and performing arts to those children who otherwise wouldn't have access to music and the arts in their lives. And a few years ago, the government actually found that up to 3 out of 4 Australian government primary school children don't have any access to specialist music at school at all. Music has been shown to help children to improve their self-esteem, communication skills, teamwork, and especially impact their academic results. So they actually do better in maths and science and English as a result of being involved in music, because essentially being involved in music stimulates a lot of children's creativity and desire to learn, basically lights a magical spark of creativity and imagination. So The Song Room has programs now going throughout Australia, has reached about 150,000 children that otherwise would not have these opportunities, and communities, some very remote communities as well, and essentially targets children perhaps who are from remote communities. Like today, we had children from Mole Creek and Branks Home, so who came a long way away.
Are you ready to go for it?
Probably the greatest thing that The Song Room's doing at the moment is, you know, it's got about 200 programs going on nationally with workshop artists, so professional teaching artists who go into a school and help the school form their first ever choir or a production or a drumming group, or it might be a dance group or whatever it is. It's something the school really wants to create, and a professional goes in, works with the students and the teachers, helps develop the professional skills of the teachers in those areas as well, and we donate resources to make these programs possible. So the aim is that after 6 months, the school will certainly have realised the value of the arts in transforming the children's and teachers' attitudes to learning and teaching, and that they will continue to develop an arts program in their school beyond the life of, you know, what The Song Room is going to donate to them.
We're from Branksome, so we're a very small school, and exposure to this sort of culture is very rare, even in Tasmania itself. I mean, in the big cities, you probably get this exposure quite a lot, but for the children, definitely invaluable. It should be more often and more frequent, yeah.
David, what do you think the students got out of today's performance?
A lot of enjoyment and a lot of exposure to other forms of music, apart from pop and hip-hop that they listen to today, that opera can be fun, and a lot of drama.
So, David, how will you be able to follow on from the learning that's happened here today?
Well, we'll be able to go back to school and listen to some more classical music, perhaps try and find some CDs or DVDs that have opera that we can listen to and watch.
Did you ever think that you'd be teaching classical music or opera to primary school students?
I'm not very musical, so I won't be teaching much, but we'll be exposed to some. Oh, look, the look on the kids' faces was just amazing. They really got into it. They interacted well. They sung the songs. They enjoyed getting on stage. They enjoyed watching their teacher getting made a fool of. It was just amazing. It was really worth the effort, and I think next time it comes, more schools should take up the opportunity, especially the country schools.
Girls and boys, yeah! You got me a hockey ball tin.
No, there's something about doing this. You know that you really are making a difference when you perform to children with this sort of program, because it is, whilst it's highly entertaining, it is also quite educational, and it says some meaningful things during the show about tolerance, about understanding, you know, about accepting our differences, etc., etc.